I'm very pleased to be with Willie Mason. Willie, how are you doing?
I'm great, thank you.
Excellent, excellent set.
Thanks.
And you're in great voice, which is I'm pleased to hear.
Thanks.
So tell us about your new album, Carry On, which came out in December, I think, of last year.
Yeah, it's got 11 or 12 tracks of songs that I wrote and recorded in South London, in Streatham. Very happy about it.
How would you describe your sound on this album? Are there changes from previous records? Or?
It's like a singer-songwriter getting tangled in a old tractor, or an old washing machine, maybe more. You know, an old belt-driven washing machine.
Okay, tell me about the production of the record, because you had Dan Carey, I think, produce your latest record.
Yeah.
How important was the sort of production in terms of this album?
Dan played a pretty big part in it. I'd kind of call it a musical collaboration. This batch of songs left a lot more to interpretation than previous recordings I've done, so I brought in Dan as sort of a collaborator.
And he's worked with Hot Chip and Connelly and others.
And The Kills and
I guess a lot of people were worried that your sound might move towards theirs. Was that a worry for you? You worried you're going to sound like Kylie?
I wish I could sound like Kylie.
I'm sure lots of folks do. Would you say it's fair to say your music is kind of in the blues Americana bracket? Is that how you would describe it? Or
sure, there's a lot of that. Yeah, I've been calling it wonky tonk lately.
Wonky tonk. That's a great description. Mm. Now, inevitably, for someone again in your trade, there've been comparisons to Bob Dylan and Johnny Cash, but those are good things, I guess.
I mean, to me, it just means that we need more songwriters. If everybody who can string a line together gets compared to Bob Dylan, then we're kind of in dire straits. There's a lot of great songwriters from America and the rest of the world. But
tell me about some of the sounds, some of the songs that you grew up with, because your parents are both folk singers, I think, or quite sort of big in the folk movement. What sort of things was a young Willie Mason listening to?
Mostly just to them, just to my parents singing. Before I started buying my own records, it was just live music around the house, really. Actually, that's not totally true. My dad was playing Frank Zappa and the Everly Brothers.
Quite a mix.
Just those two.
And you, I think when you were quite young, you moved from New York to Martha's Vineyard.
Yeah.
Was that quite a shift?
Yeah, when I got to the Vineyard, there was only 8 kids in my class.
So you had lots of space to grow, kind of mentally and in terms of your songwriting.
Plenty of room. Yeah, I suppose so. Yeah.
Maybe that's where the tractor thing comes from.
From room. Yeah. Tractor, room, people. Yeah, something like that.
And you've done, through your career today, you've done lots of work with other artists. You've worked with the Chemical Brothers. You worked with Isabel Campbell and Mark Langan. Have you got sort of other plans to do other bits of collaboration? Or I suppose you've got a lot of freedom as a solo artist.
Yeah.
Other things on the horizon? Or
sure, yeah. I'm sort of having a lot of fun with collaboration these days. When I was younger, I wasn't very good at communicating, so that made that difficult. But
does it bring out different things?
Yeah, it brings out different ideas, and you get to learn a lot working with other people.
You've done, I think, quite a few gigs in fairly small venues, and you're obviously playing Pine Vinyl today. What kind of, as an artist, what kind of approach do you take to the scale of a gig, if you like? Because obviously playing a festival is very different from playing
a Pine Vinyl shop. I mean, this is more like what I'm used to. I grew up playing music in this kind of environment mostly. But I'm learning how to tackle a bigger group of people. It just takes a bit more organization and focus. It's like you have to focus for more minds.
Mm. It's a bit more organization involved. I wanted to just ask you about some of the songs on the album, on Carry On, which I think is a great album, and I think you should be really proud of it.
Thanks.
What Is This is one of the tracks that stuck out, which hit me, which is has a real kind of road movie feel. Was that consciously sort of what you were aiming at? It's quite sort of sombre and reflective, but I can imagine it sort of being a David Lynch film or something like that.
Well, no, I was just thinking about this huge evergreen that was dying on my property.
Okay.
And it something was disturbing more to me for some reason.
Okay, that's an interesting muse. Take Me Down's another one, which has got a real kind of a primal beat. And I've read a number of sort of reviews of your last album, your recent album, and some of your last albums. People sort of accuse you, if you like, of almost mixing in reggae. Is that a fair accusation? Do you think there's a reggae beat or a kind of?
Well, sure, reggae is all over pop music. And you can't really play pop music without being influenced by reggae.
Is that something that you knowingly put in there, or do you think it's just something that's kind of in wired in your blood, as it were?
No, I didn't decide to make a reggae album.
Is it, do you think you might do one day? Who knows?
I think that the One Drop has been done by better souls than I.
You played also a version of Restless Fugitive, which I suppose is really the kind of anthem, if you like, of the album, of Carry On. It's a really, really great tune, really kind of really quite lifting tune. I think what was the muse for that? What was the motivation for that?
Lots of things, just trying to go home.
There is a longing, I think, in the song, isn't there?
Yeah, I suppose so.
You're feeling a bit homesick.
I guess you could call it that, yeah. And thank you all for coming. My mother and my father and my television, school music, my inner vision. My mind is a nation with all of these divisions. Show me the way to go home. My friends on the bottom, my friends on the top. Some of my friends don't know when to stop. Sometimes one cheers while another heart drops, but they're all trying to find a way home. My town, my state, my whole country, my family's race, their religion and money. Sometimes I laugh at things I don't find funny, and I want to find a way to go home.
Tell me about the cover of the album. It's got a really interesting cover. It's a kind of print, I think, of a lynx, of a cat. Where did you find that?
Oh, I can't tell you about that.
Is it top secret?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, it's an interesting cover to choose. And in fact, all of your records, I think, today have very intriguing bits of artwork on the front. Is that to capture people's imagination?
Well, it's an opportunity, you know. It's kind of like having your own personal billboard that people are going to carry around for you. So, you know, I feel a responsibility to put something nice on it.
Something a bit mysterious.
Maybe, sure.
You're playing a number of dates across the UK in March, and in April, excitingly, you're playing Australia.
Yeah.
I think, is that just yourself? Are you taking some of the band with you?
Or? No, that's just going to be me.
Okay, so you're a kind of lone traveller across, I think you're playing Sydney and Melbourne and... Melbourne, I should say, and Brisbane. You're doing all the kind of big places in Australia. Have you played Australia before?
Yeah, I was just over there in October, I think. It was a great tour. Yeah, I was there with Mumford & Sons and Edward Sharp. So it's really big shows, but the crowds are quite focused over there.
So you're not completely alone, then? You've got other bands that you can share a cup of cocoa with in the evening?
Sure. Yeah.
That's good to hear. You're back in June, in the UK in June, at the Isle of Wight Festival.
Mm-hmm.
You're also playing the Gold Coast Festival, which I think is in North Devon, which is an interesting one. And then in July you've got Cambridge Folk Festival and the Deershed Festival in North Yorkshire, which is not one I'd heard of before. So you've got a number of festivals coming up in the summer. Are you a festival crowd surfer? Is that a place you feel
festival
comfortable?
Festival crowd surfer. I've never crowd surfed at a festival, actually. That's a good idea.
Maybe don't do it on my recommendation.
Okay. I'll think about it.
It'd be a fun thing to do.
Yeah.
We're hiding out in Pine Vinyl at the moment. We're surrounded by records and gatefold sleeves and all kinds of wondrous things. I just wonder, are you a vinyl junkie? Is vinyl something you buy lots of? Or?
I love vinyl. I have a collection back home, but of course I spend most of my time traveling around. So I try to restrain myself.
The record players
I grew up on vinyl. And
record players aren't quite portable, are they, really?
No.
Not anymore?
No.
So, okay, what about pies? Are you a pie man?
I love pies.
You're a pie fan. I noticed that in one of your songs, If It's the End, I think, which is the, is it the last album, on, on last song on Carry On, it says that you're wishing that you could fit your clothes better. There's a lyric in that. Yeah. Wishing that you fit. Is that, does that fit with the pie eating? Are you trying to stock up?
No. No, I'm not trying to stock up.
No, okay, that's good.
I do like pies. Yeah.
What, have you got a favorite pie?
I usually go for like steak and ale, or steak and Guinness. Or
that's a very good choice.
I'm actually waiting on a steak ale in Chilton right now.
Excellent. Well, I won't hold you any more from that.
All right.
Willie Mason, thanks very much for your time.
Sure.
Thanks for talking to me, and I wish you best of luck on the tour.
Thanks.
Cheers.
Nice talking with you.
Cheers.
Following her, here comes the winter fires to burn. Everyone's got places to go. Running from what they already know. Got a pickup truck, sleeps in the back when she gets stuck. Graduation life has begun. Call out, that door is closing, they've left you to run. Call out loud. Time has meaning if you want it to. Call out, it carries the question, what will you do? Call out loud. But you got your one-way street, and you kept your first heartbeat. You watched the sun go down, and you felt the earth spin round. You got your reasons here, and you got your unborn kid. You've got the forest floor, you've got the ocean's roar. Frosty sunshine, morning's first blink. Call out, wake me fast so I don't think. Call out loud, the town just woke up and we're on the brink. Call out, if we're all dying, what makes us distinct? Call out loud. She's got a pickup truck, sleeps in the back when she gets stuck. She's looking for a home, a place in her heart where she can go.
For more information on events, glittering LPs, and the finest pie cuisine in Southsea, go to pieandvinyl.co.uk. Another Slice is a King of the Buttons production for Pie and Vinyl.